Today we'll be Ezra Hashem, we learned Daf Lamed of Masechtas Erevin. The topics we will discuss include: a large portion of our Daf discusses whether the food used for an Erev has to be fit for the individual making the Erev, or whether there is some universal standard in terms of its amount and its permissibility. Included in this discussion is the idea of wine being used for the Erev of a Nazir, Truma being used for the Erev of a Yisrael, and food being used for an Erev on Yom Kippur. We will discuss whether different types of Nedarim or Shavuos not to use certain foods disqualify them from being used as an Erev. The Daf concludes with explanations of how a Kohen can have an Erev that is placed in either a Beis HaPras, which is Tamei Midraban, or an actual Beis HaKfaras, which is Tamei Midaraisa. Some of the key terms and concepts we'll learn about include Soif Tuma Lotzes is the concept that since Tuma will go out through a certain doorway, we view it as if it were already there. Therefore, if a dead body is in the house, all viable doorways also become Tamei. Eim Arvin Behekdeshes, we cannot make an Erev with food that is Hekdesh. Oil Zarek is a moving partition, and there is a Machlokes Tanoim whether such a partition can prevent the Tumah from entering.